Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A plainclothes NYPD cop investigating a previous shooting was shot while chasing a man in the Bronx on Tuesday night. The 31-year-old male officer with the department's gun violence suppression unit was struck in the back below his vest and is in stable condition. A suspect was taken into custody. The United States will accelerate the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines across the country. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday his administration plans to buy 200 million more doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Biden said the pandemic will continue to worsen before it gets better. It's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. End quote. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Antony J. Blinken, a nation's 71st Secretary of State. Blinken is President Biden's longtime advisor and was voted in by a score of 78-22. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
A Texas judge rules against President Biden's moratorium on illegal immigration deportations. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A temporary restraining order is being issued over the Biden administration's pause on deportations. A Texas federal judge issued the ruling on Tuesday, citing the Administrative Procedure Act. Texas AG Ken Paxton sued the new administration last week, saying the Trump administration in Texas reached an agreement before Biden was sworn in, requiring consultation before any deportation changes are made. Paxton calling the 14-day restraining order a victory against a seditious left-wing insurrection. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One in seven U.S. residents is foreign-born, according to 2018 American Community Survey data. Commercial flights to the International Space Station start next January. Three men will pay $55 million each for a SpaceX flight to the ISS. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is it time to send the kids back to in-person school learning? USA Radio News' Dan Araki takes a look at the issue.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
According to 2017 census data, the number of students nationwide enrolled in school was 76.4 million. A motorist repeatedly drove into people along streets and sidewalks in Portland, Oregon on Monday, killing an elderly woman who was dragged beneath the wheels. The man then tried to flee on foot, but neighbors surrounded him until police arrived and took him into custody. Portland Police Bureau spokesman Derek Carman says police received a call shortly after 1 p.m. that a driver had hit a pedestrian. Additional calls came from people saying a person driving the same suspect vehicle, a Honda Element, was striking other people. The crime scene spans at least 15 city blocks. For the first time since 1960, the National Baseball Hall of Fame will not have a new group of electees in 2021. Kirk Schilling announced that he does not intend to have his name on the Baseball Writers Association of America ballot for 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I will say that if that's going to happen, boy, I'll tell you, we need to re-embrace the truth. How about that, huh? And don't give me this deal that truth is relative. It's not. It's not your truth, my truth. There is only the truth. And that should be the goal, is that we find that sweet spot of truth, so that the decisions and our world views and the things that we are hoping for ourselves and our families are at least founded on solid ground. Does that make sense to you? Hopefully it does, because, you know, the problem we're having with COVID-19, it is fraught with fraud. And, you know, and because of all these different narratives and confusing things that come from the scientific community, and dare I say, even the Holy One himself, Dr. Fauci, you know, he's been all over the place in terms of his recommendations and his perception of what's going on. I mean, it seems that we are dealing more in the theoretical. And the thing about science that we should not forget is science is all about asking questions. They hope to arrive to the answers, but if they're a true scientist, they know that they must continue to lead with questions. And that's what we have right now. We have a lot more questions than we do have answers regarding COVID-19. But you'd think we had the answers based on these policies that are being thrown out there. Now, Thomas Renz, who's one of the lead attorneys in three major lawsuits that is underway, is with us right now. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Really glad to be back.
Well, is that a fair introduction about COVID-19? My assessment from a non-legal, but just a participant and one that's being subjected to these crazy policies that are out there that have people so confused, that have businesses being shut down, businesses lost, you know, probably forever. And, you know, personally, as a businessman myself most of my life, Thomas, it really hurts me. I mean, it breaks my heart to think of what all the hard work and the investment that went into these small businesses, but because they happen to be in the wrong state at the wrong time, they're pulverized. Their employees that they've had long-term relationships with, dreams are just flushed as a result of these draconian policies that are coming out that are totally antithetical to business. And at the same time, it's so ironic, is that these very states that are doing this, they need these businesses to operate for the tax base, right?
Oh, desperately, desperately. And, you know, you said something that was really, really interesting in your intro. You talked about truth and my truth, your truth, and this sort of stuff that's going around. And that's an interesting thing because, you know, in my family, we're Catholic, we're faithful, and that is our truth. Yeah. So if you're Protestant or if you're Muslim or if you're Jewish, well, your view on that truth is a little bit different. But here's the thing. When it comes to science, when it comes to certain things, there is no debate about what's true. 2 + 2 will always be 4. You can spin it. You can circle around it. You can dance around it. But 2 + 2 will never be 3. It will still be 4.
Right.
And that's the reality. And unfortunately, what's happened now is we've decided to politicize people's lives. We've decided to politicize their health. And, you know, science is what it is. I mean, we know certain things are true. And there's no way that you can spin those things to be anything else. And that's really what we're filing suits about. That's really what we're fighting for. Because when you politicize people's health, the result is people are dying.
Yes.
Not only are we losing small businesses, not only are people losing their entire life's work, but people are literally dying.
Exactly.
Because of bad policy decisions that are being based on lies. Yeah.
So because in their world, as you said earlier, Thomas, 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4. It's been bent. And I would challenge, you know, at least from my perspective, being a practicing Catholic and a devout Catholic most of my life, I will say to you, I know where you're coming from. But what I have found in my experience and study of this is whether you're Muslim, you know, Buddhist, there are some undeniable truths because we live in a world that was created by God with undeniable facts. Now, you can use science and use other gobbledygook to try to, you know, confuse people. But in God's world and in his design, 2 + 2 always equals 4. There are things that are inarguable. The way in which you get there and how you practice to get to 2 + 2 + 4. Hey, this is what our founding fathers and what, you know, the pilgrims, why they came to America, so that they could worship God in their own manner without the restraints and conditions of an oppressive government. And so I believe that ultimately, if we're honest inquisitors and searchers for the truth, we will come to some, I think we'll arrive in the zip code of, you know, where we'll be close to, you know, what God's truth is all about and what it means, even whatever practice that we may, that we may choose to employ, if that's fair.
I couldn't possibly agree with you more. I mean, you know, there are certain universal truths. But, you know, the thing is when we talk about the COVID stuff, those universal truths are observable.
Yes.
You know, as you said, you know, we can practice our faith and our lives and get to those truths, those moral truths in one way or another. But these scientific truths are observable. And not only are they observable, but the other side's admitted them. Okay? Our cases are not debatable. You know, I'm sitting right here, and I'm looking at the ICD code document from the CDC, and it says the rules for underlying cause of death have been changed, and those changes are expected to result in COVID-19 being called the underlying cause of death more often than not.
Right.
Every other cause of death out there is accounted the same way, except for COVID-19. And there they artificially have changed the counting method to increase the numbers. This isn't my truth or your truth. I've got a document from the CDC that says it.
Right.
So, you know, these are things that we don't need to argue about or question. What we really got to question is why would you do this and why don't we put it back to the way that it ought to be?
Exactly.
You know, Biden has said, and I looked at his executive orders on this COVID stuff, and there's a lot of stuff in there I obviously really dislike. But one of the things that he said, and I hope he's actually serious about, I'm not, you know, we're going to hold our breath, but we're hoping, is he said he wants to get to the science and the data. Well, if you want to do that, then the first thing he should do is write a memo in support of our lawsuit against DHHS and against our other lawsuits, because that's what they're about,
right,
is truth. Mm-hmm. He should fire Fauci. He should fire half the people at the CDC, and he should put in people who actually want to promote science rather than fiction. The science behind this is real clear. You know, it's just the data is being hidden. You know, we know that this is a real disease. We know it's killing people, but we don't know how many. We don't know why or how. I've just had some scientists that have given me some incredible information here over the weekend about the way that this disease is traveling in your blood and the way that it's connecting itself to certain types of tissues.
And I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. I want to hear more about that when we come back. More from Thomas Renz right here. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. This new year is bringing on a new face of world missions, and it's a hairy one. We're looking for men to join the Tide Year Beard Challenge and stop shaving for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness and support for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. Through the Year Beard campaign, these hairy guys will each have a goal that will help with more airtime for the Tide Ministry's radio programs, broadcasting local languages around the world to help connect people with Jesus. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can become hairy missionaries by signing up to grow out their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months. To learn more about how you can join other missions-minded men in raising awareness and support for the Tide Ministry by putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent. Okay, maybe a little bit ornery, just for fun. My mother always cautioned me about that, but I guess maybe in some degrees I am my mother's son. Hey, good to have you here with me. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Thomas Renz with us. He is the lead attorney in these three major cases that we've been talking about. Thomas, whether anecdotally early on, I mean, I remember clearly a YouTube video that was presented by two doctors out of Bakersfield, California, and they were talking about the numbers being swayed. And early on, we saw this, and people who have been in business understand this basic principle that people will do that which they get rewarded for. The system was rewarding false evidence. They were reporting these false reports by telling, the hospitals, well, we'll pay you more money if it's a COVID death. And one doctor said, as a matter of fact, a guy gets run over by a truck. Clearly it's death by a truck, but then they found some symptoms that they could say were COVID. And so that's taken off the death certificate, and now it's death by COVID. So these numbers have been greatly inflated. The media doesn't want to accept that. It's quite curious now that we are in flu season and we see COVID cases, but we're not seeing any flu numbers. What's obvious about that?
Yeah, well, I can explain that real clearly. I mean, one of the major labs that's doing testing here in Ohio, they're advertising, not to the public, but to the state, that their test will determine, it'll test for both COVID and multiple strains of the flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
But remember, when you get a result, all it says is positive or negative.
Right.
You had a COVID test. You don't, do you realize that that positive is actually for the flu? Do people realize that in many cases they're not even, they don't have COVID. They have the flu. They have this. They have that.
Mm-hmm.
We have people, and this is one of the big concerns some of my doctors are talking about. People are dying because when they go to the hospital, it's immediately called a COVID case. And so instead of being tested for other possible diseases or other possible causes of whatever their illness is, they're calling it COVID and then not treating it properly. That's happening. We know that's happening. We don't know how widespread it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be clear. The doctors that you see are not bad people. The nurses you see are not bad people. The problem is that they're controlled by major systems, and these hospital systems are controlled by bureaucrats and number crunchers who are worried about maximizing profit. And the idea that you're a nonprofit hospital at this point is absurd. There may be one or two still out there, but for the most part, these are people who have operations management in place and are worried about maximizing the amount of money that they get out of every patient. And so when the government's paying you $75,000 or more for a COVID case, that's what you're going to be pushing if you're a numbers guy. And if you're not following, toting the line as a doctor, you aren't going to be employed.
No, that's exactly it. And that's what's happening. Now, you mentioned that you had a conversation with some scientists over the weekend, and they shared with you some new information about this COVID and how it attacks us. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not a doctor, and I can explain it as a non-doctor.
Right.
Essentially, one of the things that's really interesting is everybody's heard about this spike, right, this COVID spike that makes it unique. And this spike is how the disease attaches to your cells. And what they're looking at is they found that it's attaching, and there's a whole bunch of different cell types that it can attach to. And that's why you're getting some of these random symptoms from people who actually have the disease that don't make a lot of sense for something if it was purely a lung disease or something else. It also is a very strong indication that the disease was manufactured. That it was a genetically modified. Now, it's not proof, but it's an indication. The way that they explained it to me certainly seems like a very strong thing. Now, here's what's really sad and why that's so important. Medically, that's huge news.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that these doctors these are very, very, very bright scientists. These are brilliant people. They're concerned about how they can publish this or share the information, because even though it would probably save lives, even though it's critical, if they go against the mainstream on this, They're worried about losing their jobs. They're worried about professional repercussions. They're worried about being, laughed out of the medical. This is scientific evidence. This isn't something that's theoretical or maybe or, this is stuff that it's biochemistry, and they explained it to me in biochemistry terms. Mm-hmm. This molecule attaches to this molecule this way, and it's just chemistry. So, the fact that they have to be concerned about that, that's what happens when you politicize life. And, I don't care if you're scared of COVID and want to lock yourself in a room and wear 8 masks.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Right.
I shouldn't have to. But more importantly, the fact that we've created such a political situation where anything you say about this can result in censorship or cancel culture, that's killing people.
Exactly.
There are treatments. There are things that can be done. We can't talk about them, though. We talk about them, these doctors have reprisals.
Exactly.
Because a cheap, effective treatment is not what the hospital systems or the drug companies want. They want new, expensive treatments so they can maximize profit. And, that's the reality.
It's a sad reality that we're paying with a dear price, in many cases, the lives of our loved ones that we can't even go and see and say goodbye. They die lonely, and we're in, those that are family members, a piece of us dies in loneliness with them and are heartbroken over all this. Thomas Renz is a lead attorney in 3 major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, and nationally regarding the unconstitutional COVID-19 lockdowns, mass mandates, business closures, and more. And we're honored to have him on the show to, talk about this and to bring this to light, because this is the reality of what we're dealing with. That, and we've been saying this since the election was over, Thomas, that, the American people have to ask themselves a critical question, and that is politics in today's America, is it helping or hurting? Are we more united or less united? If politics itself is so corrupt and so divisive and disunifying, we have got to get it out of the culture. We have got to get back to first principles and embrace those things that bring us together. As Americans, as you said earlier, appropriately, it's about liberty and freedom. And when we're squashing the truth and squashing information, it brings a level of doubt in the body politic. And I'm just saying about the people of America to follow, the rules and common sense things that we should be doing if we're having a fair, open, and free conversation about this issue. Because the fact of the matter is that we are at war with this pandemic. And though you may not be interested, as they say, in war, war is interested in you. It's coming after you. And so if we are united against this and in agreement, we're a powerful force. And I believe that we can put this in its proper perspective. Otherwise, where we are divided and separated as we are right now, we're like useful idiots. We've been turned into the proverbial lab rats, haven't we?
Oh, we have. And here's the thing. So for anybody that wants to say that I'm callous or uncaring about this, let me tell you where things stand for me personally. I got a mom who early on in this had a stroke and has been in nursing home jail the majority of this lockdown. It's a petting zoo. I can go stare at her through a window, but I can't actually give her a hug.
Yeah.
I've got a father-in-law who was dearer to me than almost anybody in the world who just passed away, and he did die from COVID.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so when I say this and when I put this stuff out there, you can be sure that I have double-checked the evidence in 50 ways. I am 100% confident telling you this disease is very low risk for most people. For the people who are at risk, we should take care of them.
Yes.
We should do it by choice. We should do it as the law would provide and as morality would provide. I know morality is really out of fashion now, but,
right.
we have kind of a duty to take care of our family and our loved ones.
Thomas, we're out of time. What? Very well said. Thank you.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A plainclothes NYPD cop investigating a previous shooting was shot while chasing a man in the Bronx on Tuesday night. The 31-year-old male officer with the department's gun violence suppression unit was struck in the back below his vest and is in stable condition. A suspect was taken into custody. The United States will accelerate the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines across the country. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday his administration plans to buy 200 million more doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Biden said the pandemic will continue to worsen before it gets better. It's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. End quote. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Antony J. Blinken, a nation's 71st Secretary of State. Blinken is President Biden's longtime advisor and was voted in by a score of 78-22. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live. Without a doubt.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Camp, the former NFL quarterback, joins us now. We're going to have some fun, talk a little Super Bowl here. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. By the way, Jeff, yes, is a former NFL quarterback, but also he's been investing in relationships, teamwork, helping CEOs, businessmen, men's groups, marriages, you know, not just survive, but thrive. And, you know, your passion for this new mission in life, Jeff, is so obvious, and we're so blessed for all that you, you know, you bring to the conversation.
Thanks, man. I mean, it's a privilege to, and football gave me a place to learn a lot of lessons from some great people, the essence of teamwork, mm-hmm. and my faith started growing during football, and then I realized I want to strengthen relationships and families, so and football gave me a good platform to get started doing that, but mm-hmm. You know, so you really feel a different kind of joy when you can help someone make progress in healing a relationship or figure out their identity
right.
or get out of an addiction. Mm-hmm. So I love what I get to do, right. and every one of us are needed.
And that's consistent with our God-given design, isn't it? Is that when God blesses you, you want to bless somebody else. You want to pay it forward and share with others, you know, what you've learned. And sometimes it comes in a way of just expression of people seeing, hey, Jeff, you know, what do you, What do you and your wife have that, you know, that we're missing? I mean, there's something special in you, and we see the difference in you. And then that opens up the up the door and the gate to be able to discuss these issues, these life-changing issues for you that, you know, like I say often, it's like the blind man. You know, people go, wait a minute, you were blind. What is this all of a sudden you're seeing? What the heck happened to you, right?
Yeah, the strongest way to help people is with the story that's happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we've gone through some tough stuff, made some mistakes, suffered some traumas. And as we recover from those, then we have a unique and credible place to help other people
right. With
that. So every one of us are given a story. We're given a gift. And I think we're given a mission. God's a creative God and put Adam and Eve on earth and all of us to steward this place.
Yes.
But not just for 80 years. I mean, we're eternal souls.
Mm-hmm.
And helping people find their relationship with God is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Helping them build good relationships with other humans, especially family, is number two. And then third is make the world a better place. And usually you can do that in a small corner of it. You know, the little league team you coach, or the business where you work, or your extended family, your neighborhood, the food bank where you volunteer, and, you know.
Yeah, you just never know what the impact of your life will have on another, how it changes. I mean, we look back in history and we hear the story of Billy Graham, and who would have thought that it was one meeting, one man, and how that changed Billy Graham, and how that really impacted a world because his platform became, you know, a world stage.
Yeah, or Franklin Graham,
yeah.
Who didn't love having his dad be a preacher, kind of a pastor's kid syndrome, and was a wild man and a prodigal, and was running away from his mom and dad, not doing what they said, living kind of wild, not buying the church company line of Christianity. And you know what? The long-term love and example and prayers of his mom and his dad, who I'm sure were imperfect parents, particularly Billy on the road all the time. That's not the easiest way to be a dad.
Yeah.
God answered those prayers. Franklin Graham turned around. He can preach the same message his dad did straight from the Bible. And he started that amazing organization, Samaritan's Purse, that presents compassion and emergency relief all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So our bad stories can turn good. You know, you and I have talked about that.
Right.
Blitzes in football can turn into touchdowns. Same with our problems in life.
Exactly. And like you, who I've had many people, and of course I recognize as well, you echo the voice pitch of your fathers. And
the rap is the same, huh? Rising tide lifts all boats. This is the greatest nation in the history of the world because we're founded on the Declaration of Independence that rights come from God, and that every person ought to have an opportunity to rise and far and high as God-given ability allows. Yep,
Amen.
That's a little bit of Jack.
Yeah, I love that. And Franklin, of course, in that same intonation of his father, it just brings back so many memories. Let's talk Super Bowl real quick here. Brady leaves New England. People thought, well, you know, can he carry it? I mean, it's clearly all those years with Belichick. How does Brady do this without Belichick? It took him a little bit to get through the transition that anybody would expect. But how was he able to do it so quickly and now find himself, you know, now in Super Bowl 55?
Well, he's at a never-ending quest for improvement. And if you're always looking to improve, even if you're, you know, the best quarterback in the last 20 years, then you can do things like this. First of all, he chose a really wise team that had a lot of great receivers and linemen and a good running game and an aggressive coach and a place where he had a chance to get to the playoffs. It took him a while to learn the system. They had some struggles in the first couple games, then they got hot, then they struggled a little bit, and then they really got good in the last half of the season, which makes sense. He's a coach on the field, and it took him a while to work with Bruce Arians and figure it all out. Get his rapport down with receivers. But the guy is always trying to improve. He doesn't think anything for granted. He's never coasting. So very impressive. But, you know, it's interesting. He's not with Belichick anymore, and it's a little looser, free expression place. I see him smile a little bit more.
Exactly. I mean, it's like all of a sudden Tom Brady has a personality. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, I mean, like some coaches and a number of the modern era coaches that succeed realize we still need discipline and we need to teach fundamentals, and but we got to allow the personalities of this generation of people to come out, or we won't kind of have their heart and their buy-in. Mm-hmm. Pete Carroll with the Seahawks is
exactly.
The coach.
Right.
Bruce Arians is a tough coach, but he's not focusing on the minors. So mm-hmm. You can be who you need to be, and Brady's enjoying it.
Exactly. Well, speaking of a match as well between a coach and a quarterback, Mahomes and Coach Reed, they've had really, it's a special combination, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd love to play for Andy Reid. The guy's, you know, the modern Bill Walsh without quite the sarcasm or the intensity. But he's brilliant. He's creative. And what he does with his offense is he designs things to move the defense to places that they don't expect to get individual receivers open on big plays. And they'll run their trick plays and stuff, but they're always designing ways to get receivers open. And so Reed is very creative, and Mahomes is the type of guy that can execute a million different types of passes and play actions and scrambles and broken plays and drop back. So that's a great matchup, those two. And Mahomes, at his age, could act like the world's greatest superstar, but he is a company guy. He mm-hmm. talks about his teammates.
Yes.
He stays humble. He's mm-hmm. still working on improving. And that's a great leader to follow. So this game will have a lot of offense and a lot of excitement. Two totally different style but fabulous quarterbacks and very creative coaches on both sides. It'll be a really fun game. I don't have a prediction for you.
Thanks a lot. I was going to say, okay, after all that, where's your pick, you know?
I'll go to Kansas City.
Go to Kansas City. Okay, well, good. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it happens. We're looking forward to a great game, and it's a great matchup, like you said. You know, fun for everybody who, especially, you know, for this year that, you know, the NFL experience has been a bit anemic for lots of reasons. But maybe this might be a healing opportunity. We've got 22,000 fans that will be in the stadium, lucky for them, and the rest of us lucky for us.
7,000 of them will be nurses, hospital workers, doctors.
First responders,
First responders.
Yeah.
Right now, a shout-out from you and me to every first responder.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
That's 800-539-5860.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, it's who we stand for, ladies and gentlemen. That is our commitment to you. Hey, we're going to talk with Ed Pizzoli in just a moment about, you know, that favorite thing that nobody wants to talk about, that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room called voter fraud. If you remember, it was Joe Biden. He said it. I mean, these are his words. People say, well, people took him out of context. I mean, when is it that you have to stop believing what comes out of a person's mouth? It's kind of like Black Lives Matter. You know, they say, we want to burn it all down. We want to destroy it. And yet the Democrats were shocked when Black Lives Matter went ahead and started burning down Portland once again and now heading over to Washington just for fun. Because their mission hasn't changed. It didn't matter if it was a Republican or Democrat that is in the Oval Office. They want the whole thing down. The constitutional republic that you and I have grew up under and believe and trusted in all these years is at war with these anarchists. And that's what's happening. So why should we not believe Joe Biden when he says, and I quote, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Well, the president of Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott, former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida, and he has taught me so much about voter fraud. Of course, also his journey has taken him through Chicago. So Chicago, I guess, is the headquarters for voter fraud. Is it still, Ed?
Probably. Although there are other competing, you know, there are other cities on the rise, Bill.
Yes. Yeah.
Sad to say.
Well, it is. And the thing is about it is that we accept this. And I may have, the last time we talked, I was shocked at how casually the media talked about the voter fraud that took place in 1960. I mean, here we are. We're talking, 60 years ago with JFK and Nixon. They said, well, if the truth be known, there was ballot stuffing that took place in Chicago. Surprise, surprise. And that's what won Illinois for JFK and subsequently the presidency. And that's just out there. And, it's okay. So this, as I've insisted, is the voter fraud continues to be kicked up the road to such a degree that it's so obvious. And the media, George Stephanopoulos, is just disgusting how he says, well, there's no proof of massive voter fraud. What the hell does that mean? You know, massive voter fraud.
Well, you know, going back to 1960, there's a segment of the population that looks back in a romantic way kind of longing for the old days of Chicago where we can, you know, 1960, after all, the ends justifies the means. We would have never had a President Kennedy if that didn't happen somehow. But let's put that aside, Bill. I think today, you know, I listened to the inaugural speech with some interest to see how Biden would play this. And the unity message is a good one. I think that people have had this conversation. Everybody is wants some level of unity. However, let's understand, in order to drive unity, in my view, you have to protect the rights of all Americans. And that includes free speech. That includes the right to vote and have legitimate votes counted and not watered down by illegitimate votes. That people believe in the integrity of the election process, because after all, if they don't believe it, then you'll get tremendous frustration built up. We've seen some of that both on the left and the right. And so in the end, those are cornerstones of our republic. And so when you, if I were advising, say, President Biden today, you talk about unity, the first place to start, forget about the election results in 2020. We're at this point, we're beyond that.
Yes.
The question is, okay, we need to look at election integrity across the board. And that, what I'm talking about is this, putting in place true due process protections for observers from both Democrats and Republican candidates so they can be part of the participatory process of how votes are counted and if they see something irregular so it can be explained. The transparency, we have to lift the curtain. We got to see Oz in a certain sense about how votes are being processed and counted when they flow into whatever election office there is around the country, whether it's on election day or prior through mail-ins. And then we have to make sure that mail-in ballots are handled in a sense with integrity.
Right.
So we need to have some minimum scenario where, look, you can't get a mail-in. We want to encourage people to show up on a personal basis and vote. Why? Because I want your audience to think about this. If someone is going to commit fraud or try to do something out of the ordinary, are they more likely to do it in person? Or they, if they can get away with it through the anonymity of
exactly
in the mail that has no tie to them. So
them,
obviously,
right,
it's the second one, right? So if I can rob a bank without ever going to the bank and simply doing it by a wire, then you know what? That's easier. Not, if I can't be tracked on that, somehow that makes it even more likely. So
yeah, but this is common sense, though, Ed. Which you're talking common sense. Yeah.
Well, you know, common sense. But here's the point being is that there are a set of rules around dealing with mail-in ballots, having what level of tolerance we're going to have on signatures being required around mail-in ballots. The uniform, we should have some level of uniformity that mail-in ballots are delivered prior to the polls being closed so you don't have such pressure put on the process. We should have an appropriate role for due process on observers and transparency around on how that process is done. And we should have some level of consistency. States can have slight differences, but the
yes
bottom line is that we should have some level of consistency, particularly on federal elections.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Should all these be universal because they're so commonsensical?
Well, there should be a minimum. Let's put this. I would advocate for some level of minimum standard around dealing with federal elections, which is clearly within the jurisdiction of the federal government and within the national interest. Yes.
Why would we even consider, though, mail-in voting? I mean, there's been so much research, empirical evidence, just to your point, you know, that points out the vulnerability of mail-in voting. I mean, we have absentee voting for those people who cannot get off the couch and go down and exercise their civic duty. This idea of accommodating, you know, a lazy democracy that you cannot set aside one day in time. I mean, there are businesses that are giving, you know, their people, time off in order to go and vote, and having these broad windows of voting and stuff. Again, this opens up opportunity. The longer time that you have to vote opens the opportunity for more cheating to take place, does it not?
I agree. The problem is that the genie is out of the bottle in a certain sense on that, and the question is getting it back in the bottle. I would agree with you as follows. But remember, the right to vote is paramount. We should not make it difficult for people to vote. They should have to. It should be an active, participatory action by somebody, but we can't make it difficult. We have a history that we have to overcome with respect to poll tax and some of those things that occurred.
That's not even in play, though. I mean,
I agree with you, but I'm just saying to you that in the end, there is going to be pushback in making sure that everybody has an opportunity to vote. And the question is, so look, if you really wanted to do this, then what you would do is you'd move election day to a Saturday. I mean, you know, you get rid of this idea that it's on a work day. You would open it up for, you know, a day and a half, 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, maybe, or something like that, over a weekend, and you would force people to vote in person. The other thing you could do is an example. You really want to get substantial about, you know, crazy about this. In my view, look, my MasterCard or Visa knows where I am every moment of the day. And if I pull out of my daily habit and buy something that I normally wouldn't buy, I get a phone call before they approve that charge. And so, to me, there are many ways to use technology to make sure that Bill Martinez, when he goes to vote, is really the Bill Martinez that he says he is, right? So that's those are things that are important to us. We have not shown the will and the effort to do any of those things.
Well, we lost context. We've abandoned first principles. You know, as you said, the vote is precious. It needs to be honored and protected. And to that end, you are to put together a system that honors that. And clearly what we have now does not. I mean, people don't want to talk about voter ID. I mean, to me, this is academic. I mean, you know, we need an ID. I mean, whether you have it with your driver's license, and if you don't, a free voter ID card or identification card, you know, brought to you by your state, I think is the basics. I mean, that's a simple thing in order to, to implement, but all because of this resistance that somehow we're putting unfair or undue pressure on minorities. And I don't know how that makes sense.
I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever. And I would say to you that with every right, there is an obligation of those people who exercise the right.
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, there's no absolute right that is not checked. Because we live in a civil society, there's got to be some checkpoint on that. So the bottom line is that we've got to make sure, because here's the point. You and I vote, and we cast legitimate ballots. If five other people now vote and they cast illegitimate ballots one way or another, they've just shot.
Well, they've nullified our vote.
I mean,
yeah, our vote is gone.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, and of course, we know in California, Judicial Watch, thank them, 3 million names on their voter registry. Dead and gone, moved, you know, they're not valid, but California didn't move to clear it up. I mean, they admitted to half of that, but still didn't do much about it. Ed Pizzoli has been our guest. Ed, thank you. Appreciate it.
Business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.